Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Beste Zeit, dem Podcast zum Auslandsstudium von und mit College Contact. Ich bin Alexandra Michel.
Und ich bin Elias Merkel.
Und gemeinsam sind wir die Gastgeber dieses Podcasts, mit dem wir euer Fernweh wecken und euch ermutigen wollen, eure ganz eigene beste Zeit zu erleben. Sei es im Rahmen eines Auslandssemesters, einer Summer School oder auch eines kompletten Studiums im Ausland.
In der heutigen Folge beschäftigen wir uns mit dem Silicon Valley. Die Region südlich von San Francisco im Norden Kaliforniens ist bekannt als Heimat zahlreicher großer Technologiefirmen wie Google, Apple oder Facebook, um nur einige zu nennen.
Viele, die jetzt für eine dieser Firmen arbeiten, haben ihren Abschluss an der San Jose State University gemacht, einer großen staatlichen Universität im Herzen der Region, mit der wir von College Contact schon seit vielen Jahren zusammenarbeiten.
Um mehr über die enge Verbindung zwischen dem Silicon Valley und der San Jose State University zu erfahren, haben wir uns mit Marwa Abbas getroffen, die für das Semesterprogramm der Universität verantwortlich ist.
Wenn ihr euch für die Themen IT, Innovation und Startup-Culture interessiert und darüber hinaus wissen möchtet, warum San Jose der ideale Ausgangspunkt ist, um die Bay Area und den wunderschönen Norden Kaliforniens zu erkunden, dann bleibt jetzt dran. Hi, Marwa. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Alex. How are you, Elias? It's so nice to be here with you guys today. I'm really excited and I'm looking forward to it.
So are we. Just a quick question before we get started. What's the weather like in San Jose right now?
It's beautiful. I think, I haven't really went on my walk yet because it's quite early in the morning in America now, in California. But I can tell it's going to be like a great day, sunny day. This week has been beautiful and we're able to go to the beach a couple times.
That sounds nice. The reason I'm asking is that we're expecting a major thunderstorm here later this afternoon. So if you hear it rumbling in the background, don't be concerned. It's just the weather.
So I hope it won't disturb us too much.
I hope so too.
All right, let's get started. I was thinking it might be a good idea to talk a little bit about San Jose itself, because even though it's the third largest city in California, after Los Angeles and San Diego, but ahead of San Francisco, by the way, some of our students might not know much about it. Maybe because it's not a typical tourist destination. So where is San Jose and what's it like?
This is a great question. Before I answer the question, I just, would like to point out that, just as being like an international student, when they look up schools online, I think location is one of the main factors that attracts students. So we're actually located in the heart of Silicon Valley, and we are obviously in California. We are about maybe 55 minutes away from San Francisco, which is a city that everybody knows. San Jose is very well known by the companies that are built there. We have so many headquarters for very well-known companies.
Can you give us some examples of companies located there?
Some of the companies that we have and they have headquarters there are Cisco, Adobe, PayPal, eBay, HP. And I think during the pandemic, everybody knows what Zoom is. I think it was one of
for
the
sure.
main platforms that has been used among everybody in the whole entire world. I think, it has been very, very helpful for everybody to do like online work, and it facilitated a lot of our communication during COVID. So actually the Zoom headquarters is located in San Jose. So one of the most distinctive features in San Jose are the companies that we have around. As I mentioned earlier, I use the word Silicon Valley. I do get a lot of questions from students. What is Silicon Valley? What does that mean? Silicon Valley, as you can tell from the name, it is like the home of entrepreneurship, innovation, technology. So in San Jose, like when students pick San Jose in particular, they get to have a lot of connections within the Silicon Valley. Also, we are located about like 45 minutes away from Monterey. So there are a lot of activities that students can do around the Bay Area. And actually, even during COVID, We had a lot of students who would go on hikes, they would go surfing. You know, me and my family actually enjoy skiing. So even during such a hard year for COVID, we were able to go skiing for the season from around November, mid-November, around Thanksgiving until April. It's only like 3 hours from where I live, and it's a really beautiful city, and its location is amazing because there are activities that you can do everywhere.
That sounds great. I want to come back to what you just mentioned. San Jose is located in the heart of Silicon Valley, as you called it. And in fact, a lot of German students and young professionals here are fascinated with Silicon Valley, its tech industry, and of course, its startup culture. Given its location, how strong is the connection between San Jose State and Silicon Valley?
Actually, I will tell you a story just on top of my head right now that I remembered from one of our student assistants who was an engineering major. He came up with an idea of an app, a parking app. And this app helps you to park or to find parking in a timely manner. As we know, like a lot of our students, you know, they have classes different times, sometimes early in the morning, sometimes later in the afternoon. It is an impacted campus because a lot of students join San Jose State. So he came up with this amazing app that would actually help students park. So for example, if you are a homeowner and you have like a driveway and you go, you have a job from 8 to 5, you can take advantage of this and you can rent your driveway to other SJSU students. His app was extremely successful. And when he came to orientation, you can tell that like students loved his presentation the most from all the speakers that we had because they can relate to him. He started up with like a very simple idea and then taking a lot of business classes, taking a lot of engineering classes, a lot of encouragement from our from our professors, from like us as staff members, he was able to develop this idea and it actually came into work and everybody was able to use the app on campus. So this is the type of, you know, format that you get from students that come to San Jose State University. It's the hands-on experience. It's, you know, the motivation that you have a very simple idea, but with all the support that you get from staff, from professors, even students helping each other out, I think it does help a lot, especially if you are, you know, a go-getter and, you know, you don't want to work for a job from 8 to 5, you want to have your own idea, you want to support yourself. I think this place is the ideal place and a perfect place for you.
How does that show in everyday life?
Students in San Jose definitely have easier access to technology and innovation just because we have a lot of professors who work in the field. So I'll give you guys like an example for one class that we have a professor who's actually like an investor. And the class is called Entrepreneurship Lab Course. And so far, we had 2 students from Germany who were able to join the class. And this course actually does require students to intern for a startup company. They work about from 8 to 10 hours per week. It is an unpaid internship, and they have to complete all their hours to receive credit for the course. This professor has done an amazing job. He helps students find, you know, big companies that they can work for. We had a student from Germany who actually did it during last spring when COVID like started. Initially, he was able to go to the company, and then he finished all his hours online. He had such a great experience. I think this is something that you won't find in other places because if you have a professor who is an investor, he knows what he's talking about. He can help you with your ideas, with your innovation, and help you with all the high tech founded in the Bay Area and Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I mean, what a great idea with the parking app. I was just thinking to myself, how has nobody thought of that. It's a really great idea. And I also think it's really interesting that students can get hands-on experience at SJSU as semester abroad students, for example, because I feel like that's something that not every school offers.
I love the parking spot idea too, and I think we could definitely use this here in Frankfurt. Speaking of hands-on experience, we always ask our students for testimonials about their semesters abroad, and in one of the testimonials we received from a student we helped apply to San Jose State University, he mentioned the so-called Silicon Valley Innovation Challenge. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Of course, I love, this is like my favorite part of the job, honestly. And I'm not just saying this for marketing, but this event has like this special place in my heart for so many reasons. So actually the Silicon Valley Innovative Challenge is an event that takes place during the fall semester. So it's done around November. The event is primarily designed to promote students' innovation, ideas, creativity, entrepreneurship ideas. So the reason why I like this event so much is we had so many successful stories from our students from semester at SJSU students. Typically what I do, I talk to the students briefly about it during orientation. And then when time approaches, I am kind of like the nagging mom. I send them like all these flyers, tell them how amazing this event is. And so far, I think we had about like maybe 4 to 5 students that participated in the event. Not only did they participate, but they also won a lot of prizes.
What is the actual event like?
Pretty much the event, takes place in a big ballroom. You have your bulletin board, you have your presentation, you can use whatever media that you want to share with other people. And it is an event that everybody can participate in, students, faculty, professors. And then when you attend, you check all the students' innovations and ideas. They give a mini presentation. It's like going from one booth to another. And then they tell you what their ideas are, and you vote for the best innovation that you like. This event is actually attended by a lot of like people who work in the field, by investors, by CEOs, and they judge the students. It sounds a little bit intimidating, but actually when you go, it's like a lot of fun. I remember I saw one of the innovation, like you can, somebody was trying to like help you how to fold your laundry and like do things in a timely fashion. They had stuff about any type of technology that you can think of was done there. There are different prizes. For example, the Best Overall Innovation, People's Choice Award, Best Educational Innovation, and then the Best Pitch. So, it's really, really fun to see our students participate in these events. So we had a student from Germany who actually came up with the idea his innovation was called Travel Box. It is a mobile app connecting travelers with locals who craft tailored itineraries. So you can actually get the authentic experience from people who live in the country, from the locals, what places that you can visit. It's very authentic. They have very good reviews about the places that you can visit when you're traveling. We also had a student who created a mobile app that enables both the deaf and blind people to communicate with others. We had students who were able to create a software, a sleeve that you can wear that helps doctors diagnose the Parkinson's disease and see if the drugs are working or not. These are just like very little examples that I can think of on top of my head. But these innovations are amazing. And it's so nice to see our students very confident to give presentations in front of other people. They do their own pitch at the end if they became the finalists.
How can students prepare for the event?
One important thing that they can get is they can get a workshop that can help them with their presentation. Sometimes these workshops are, for example, we had somebody who was a communication specialist from Apple that came and helped our students ahead of time. Also, students are more than welcome to come and present and practice their presentations with me. I do help them with like outline, okay, say this, don't say that. So I think it's a great event. We had so many successful stories and a lot of our students won a lot of prizes.
That sounds fantastic. And I think what Ilya said earlier about a lot of students being fascinated with Silicon Valley and the tech industry, they might be interested in founding their own startup company someday. So I think spending a semester at San Jose State and having an opportunity to really immerse themselves in that culture and develop that mindset is going to be so valuable when they get home. And I think even students who have not thought about starting their own company yet might be really inspired by the atmosphere, and who knows. I remember that one engineering student who we helped apply to San Jose State mentioned a class he took, Introduction to Entrepreneurship. I think it's a business class, but it's open to students from other subject areas as well. And I believe that class really set something in motion for him. Do you know more about this class that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, of course. This is a very common class that I always recommend for our students. Even during orientation, I had the honor to actually observe the class this semester online. The professor who teaches this class is very supportive of our students. She has a great experience in the field, and it really doesn't matter what major you are. You can be computer science, engineering, business, economics, whatever major you are. This class does not require any prerequisites. But the primary focus of this class is to help you with your innovation and help you, develop your ideas if you want to do like a startup company, if you are thinking about this app that helps with translation, any innovative ideas that you have in mind, this class will help you with it. Also, the professor is very keen on in bringing industry expert to her class, people that have experience about how to, start your own company and how to grow it successfully. And it really helps you start with this like super easy idea or like this rough draft of idea that you have in mind into realistic. It makes your dream does come true. The professor is amazing. She has a great experience. And pretty much the class is primarily focuses on, developing a business plan. You have this product. How are you going to market? How are you going to market this product? How are you going to make it visible to other people? They do it through presentations. Students help each other out. As I mentioned to you before, like I was lucky enough to observe the class online, and there is a lot of support from the professor. There are a lot of questions from the students. They help each other out. They comment on each other's blog, on each other's ideas. I was really, really impressed with the amount of interaction that they have. So it's not really like you sit in class and it's like all lecture. I'm not saying this is like bad, but it's all about like hands-on experience and your ideas and sharing your ideas with other people and getting feedback from them. And I think it's a really, really cool class, especially when you have a very supportive professor.
Mawa, the professor you mentioned, is that Dr. Sarita Pruti?
Yeah, yes, correct.
We actually did an interview with her a few years back for our website. I'm going to include a link to the interview in the show notes to this episode, because I think it would be very interesting for our listeners to read that as well, because it provides additional context.
Yeah, it's great to put the name to faces. And I think she, I know her on a personal level. She's an amazing professor and she's very helpful. And, when you go to class and, you have this type of support, I'll definitely, if I were a student, I'd probably sign up for her class.
That definitely sounds like a class I would like to take.
Yeah, same for me. Let's go back a little bit and talk more generally about the semester at SJSU program, which is your study abroad program for visiting international students. Could you give a brief overview of the program and the advantages it holds?
Yes, of course, yes. The program is called Semester at SJSU. And just from the name of the program, students come and take regular SJSU classes for one semester or even two semesters. First of all, like one of the most important things is if you are an engineering major, for example, you don't have to take all engineering courses. You can always mix and match. So I had a lot of students, who come and take like computer science classes, business classes, even like a PE kickboxing classes, table tennis, a soccer class. So you can take, at least four classes for 12 units, and you can learn about any major, about any class that you are interested in. Also, just being in the Silicon Valley and having like a lot of series on campus from people coming from different companies to talk to our students about like technology and innovation. This is something that you actually won't find it in another place in another school. I just remember that this summer we're going to have another series as well, and IBM is going to provide us with the first session. Last summer, with all the internet and everything done online during COVID, we had cybersecurity series that was very helpful for our students. Mm-hmm. It's all accessible. It's all available for our students. Also, being in San Jose, it is extremely diverse, and it's so nice on campus to see students from literally all over the world, and they speak different languages, and the campus is really, really beautiful. And I think there are so many privileges, there are so many advantages joining our program, not just, to take classes and take tests, but also having the study abroad experience and getting to know people from other countries. Mm-hmm. I had a student from Germany who sent me this picture after he was done, I think like a year after he went back home, where he had like a lot of students. He knew a lot of like Japanese students, and they were visiting him, and he sent me like this heartfelt picture. It is so nice to, create these friendships when you're studying abroad and getting to know people, because these friendships will always like last forever. So I think it's a great place, especially being in the Bay Area and the Silicon Valley, and the weather here is gorgeous, beautiful winter, summer. We get a little bit of like, we get a little bit dramatic about like when we get a little bit of rain, but honestly, the weather is just gorgeous.
So what would you say are the most popular subject areas in San Jose State for a semester at SJC students? Business, IT, and engineering?
I would say so. I think a lot of the students that apply, from the initial application, I would say a lot of students would like to take computer science and engineering courses. But also we have students who take, they mix and match, they take computer science and also business. We have students who take like justice studies courses, economics. But I would say computer science and engineering are definitely the two top majors that we get students, and definitely business as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was wondering, what advice would you give international students to adapt to an American classroom and to succeed at SJSU? Because it can be different compared to their home countries.
Yeah, this is actually a great question because, as you guys know, I went to Germany a couple of times for recruitment. And when I give my presentation, I always get this question. Marwa, do you have like any quizzes or tests or assignments like during the semester? And I always smile and I say, yes. Like when you come to San Jose State, it's not the type of school where you just like have one final and one midterm and your whole grade depends on this. Yeah. You have hands-on projects that you can do within your group. There are a lot of tests, there are some quizzes, a lot of reading. So it's a little bit of everything. The textbook and also the practical aspect of it. So I always tell my students to kind of think outside the box. At Orient, we go over this during orientation. Each professor at SJSU, they are required to give you a syllabus or a green sheet, mm-hmm. which has all the assignments, introduction about the course, what is required from you to do throughout the whole semester. So you have a clear idea on the first day of classes on what you will be doing throughout the whole semester, which I think is a very good approach. So, if a student comes and they're like, oh, this class is great, I think I'm going to stick to it. You also have the option of dropping a class that I think is going to be difficult for you, mm-hmm. and like try to add another class. So I always tell my students, go to the first class, see what the class is about, see what the professor has to say, and tell me your opinion if you would like to see the class or not. But most of them would stay in the classes. Also, I always tell my students to Have fun, you know, try to make friends, try to have like cool classmates that working on projects. Try to think outside the box. It's not just about like the textbook and getting quizzes and tests, but also about getting to know your classmates and your teachers as well. Try to take advantage if a professor is an investor or is if a professor works for the CFO. Try to learn from them. Try to approach them during office hours. Know how you can develop your ideas and innovations and creativity.
I think that's something many of our students like a lot. The fact that their grades don't only depend on one final exam and perhaps one midterm, but that there are several opportunities for them to do something for their grade. So they know roughly what their grade is going to look like even before they write the final exam. But I was just wondering, Elias, you spent a year in California as well as a study abroad student. How did you experience the American classroom and how did you like the different approach to examinations and grading?
I like the American way certainly better than what I was used to in Germany. Just because you had so many more opportunities to get good grades, right? If you're writing a test or a quiz week after week, you can, let's say, remedy bad grades, or you can just, continue to have good grades. So it doesn't depend on one single exam like it is here in Germany. So yeah, I like that way better. And I think it sets students up for success, and they stick to the course and the course materials. There's not a lot of opportunity to fall asleep between semester week one and let's say 12. So you have to stick to it. Yeah.
I feel the same way because it kind of forces you to, as you say, stick with the course and stay current with your readings and assignments. Whereas in Germany, you can often take it easy during the semester and then crunch time hits and you basically study 24/7 for a few weeks to do well in this one big final exam. And that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily remember all that you've learned long term. Whereas if you continuously spend time on your readings and assignments, you just remember the content much better. So I really like the concept as well.
Yeah, let's move on to another topic that's always important for students, which is accommodation. We are often asked for advice in terms of where students should live when spending a semester abroad. Should they stay on campus? Should they rent an apartment with friends? What would you recommend to students interested in spending their time in San Jose?
Good question, Elias. So when students do apply for our program, I do get a lot of questions about housing, because if you are studying abroad, you definitely want to make sure that you're in a safe place. You are sitting with a roommate that you like, you get along with. So housing is definitely a very important aspect when you travel abroad. So we have a lot of options. And to me, it's all about personal preference. So I'll talk about the options that we have for accommodation. So one of them is the International House, iHouse. So for iHouse, we have, pre-COVID, we had about 70 students that live in the house. And I think they have done an amazing job during COVID, because, you live within your own bubble, and they handled it very well. At iHouse, there are students from all over the world that you live with. And there are a lot of events, a lot of things that happen at iHouse. I always hear stories, for example, a student, who is Egyptian, he made them this super famous kofta kebab, and he cooked for everyone in the house. Or, if we have Chinese New Year, for example, they have celebration for this. They go to San Francisco together. So if you are an outgoing, if you're an extrovert, if you like to hang out with people, know about different cultures, I think iHouse would be ideal for you. It's not the type of place where you just sit in your room and do things on your own all the time. You are often required to socialize with other people, and it's a great place, and I love it so much. You do have to turn in an application for this, and we're currently are still receiving application. The other option is sometimes students like to live on campus. in the dorms, and they like to have the experience of living on campus. We do have two students that actually lived on campus during COVID last spring. They were new students. They had a great experience living on campus. They were able to make friends as well. All the activities were done. They were done outside, you know, because of COVID restrictions, but they had an amazing experience. You know, also I had a student who's coming in the fall. He emailed me and he said, you know, he had an experience living in the dorms back home, and he would like to just rent an apartment, and we helped him with this. So it's a personal preference, but it's good to always have like different options and then you can pick from. So I don't necessarily, it all depends on your personality and what you like to do, if you like to engage in friends or in the events or not. So, but it's always good to have like several options.
Regardless of where they live, I think experiencing campus life is always a highlight for our students because there's always something going on. What is campus life like at San Jose State?
Campus life is perfect. It's always fun to walk around campus. You know, I myself try to take little mini walks during my lunch break if time allows. There are always like fun events that are going on campus. For example, we had an event where we had like fake snow and students, you know, had a mini competition of building like snowman and who had the best snowman. It was really fun to see like, you know, the weather is beautiful, but you have like snow on campus. Sometimes we have like excellent like food trucks that come on campus and they sell like the best food. You know, we also had a great competition, which is called the Movie Fest. And we had a student who played the piano very well. And he entered the competition. He had like students were required to make a short movie, and it was extremely creative, and he created his own music, and he was one of the finalists. So there are a lot of events on campus that are really fun, and you know, it doesn't matter what your passion is, you will find something on campus to do. You will find, even walking around campus, you know, we have beautiful campus, it looks great. Just for little mini walks, there are a lot of events that happen on a daily basis. And it's great to be around campus.
You mentioned food trucks. That definitely caught my attention. And you mentioned great food on campus in general, which leads me to my next question. Because I think a lot of students will want to burn some of the calories and work out, which they can do at the new Spartan Recreation and Aquatic Center. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, the Spartan Recreation and Aquatic Center is newly built, and it looks great. We have three full court gyms for basketball, volleyball, badminton. We have four fitness studios. We actually have a 50 meter lap pool. So when, you know, things open up a little bit, in April in California, students were able to actually go to the gym. Our students were able to go to the gym and they were able to, but you have to make reservation before you go, but they were able to work out. You know, when it first opened, me and my coworker will always go, and there is like an indoor track that you can walk on. It's fascinating. Everything is brand new. You can actually like have your treadmill and you can see through the glasses, the beautiful grass. Everything is pretty open. There are a lot of skylights. So when you work out, you're really not just work out and like tired, but you look at the beautiful scenery that we have. It's so fun. We had like mini tournaments for soccer. We had a pool party before with our students that was amazing, and it was like really fun. You can just sit at the pool, bring a book, and just enjoy the sun. So it's definitely a great privilege. I know that a lot of students from Germany love to work out. They always ask this question, and they have the perfect place for it. I can talk about how amazing it is for hours. I am impressed. The pool is amazing. Our athletic team swims in that pool, and it just everything is brand new. So when you go to like you know, a gym and everything is new, the equipment, it definitely makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I've seen pictures and videos and it just looks great. It really is a state-of-the-art building. And is it also possible for semester at San Jose students to compete in intramural sports?
Yes, we have so many students who participated in intramural sports. For example, we had a student from Germany who played judo and, you know, she was able to join the team and she would travel with the team. She had such a great experience. We had a student who was really good at baseball, who was able to also join the team. And he had all these beautiful pictures with his teammates carrying him when they win. We also had a student who played soccer and she also joined the team and she had such a lovely experience. Nice. With her teammates. They get to be with the team, they get to practice, they get to exercise, they get to work out, and they also have like a great time. During orientation, we have one of our you know, members that works at San Jose State. He's the intramural sports and camp supervisor. He would give a presentation to our students about the different and various activities that they can join through clubs, the recreation center, you know, even they can go on like they plan trips that students can go on hiking trips together. So there are a lot of resources that students can use and play sports as well.
There's one fairly essential question I forgot to ask earlier. Whereabouts in San Jose is the university campus located? Is it fairly central or is it in the suburbs?
So the campus is located pretty close to downtown San Jose. So it's, you know, a very busy area. And, you know, students have access to great restaurants, like a 2-minute walk. You can find like your favorite food or like if you want to have like a fast breakfast. So its location is ideal. And also, you know, a great advantage of this, just the weather in San Jose is absolutely amazing.
Does that mean that students would not necessarily need a car while studying at San Jose State? I'm asking because at many of our partner schools in Southern California, for example, in San Diego or in the greater LA area, having a car or at least access to a car is essential. Would that be the same in San Jose or would they be fine getting around on public transport or maybe even by bike?
So I had students, you know, that did both, that they did, like they would take public transportation to go up to the city or to San Francisco, or they take the bus to go to like a closer areas. The light rail is also an option. So I had students who did public transportation. They were perfectly fine. They always ride their bike. And I have students who, you know, if you want to go to Lake Tahoe, which is like 3 hours from San Jose, definitely you might want to get a car for that. Although there are some, you know, bus services that you can take. If you want to travel to LA, go to Disneyland, definitely a car would be a good option. So it depends on the student and what their preferences are.
You just mentioned Lake Tahoe and Disneyland and LA. What other popular travel destinations are there in and around the Bay Area, for example?
We had a student who was a professional surfer, and he would send me all these great pictures. He went surfing in Santa Cruz, which is about maybe an hour from San Jose. He would go to Monterey, which is about like 50 minutes from San Jose as well. So there are different destinations that students, you know, can go to and have fun. And it's all within the area. You don't have to like travel for like 6-7 hours to get a place, which I think it's like a great privilege being in San Jose.
I think we actually had a student a couple of years back, a female student who lived in Santa Cruz and then just came to San Jose for her lectures because she was big on surfing as well. And she really liked the lifestyle down there.
Yeah, Santa Cruz is a great place, especially if you like the water and the beach. I think I remember, like, we also had a student who did the same thing, and it was such a great experience.
You just mentioned surfing. What are other great outdoor activities that students can do around San Jose?
There are a lot of like other activities that they can do. I personally prefer hiking during the summertime. Also, we had a student before who was, you know, professional rock climber. There are a lot of like nice parks, like for example, Yosemite National Park. So there are a lot of things that you can do during wintertime. You can also go snowboarding, you can go skiing. So it's even during COVID, even during such a hard time, you know, our students were able to go up to the city, see the water. And there are a lot of outdoor activities that you can do.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like there are a lot of fun things to do in and around San Jose. And one of the questions we always like to ask our guests is if there is a specific type of student that would have the time of his or her life at SJSU.
I think for San Jose State, you know, you don't have to be really like a specific type. You know, if you just want to come and experience studying abroad and doing a lot of activities outside the classroom, definitely San Jose would be an ideal choice for you. If you are a student who is very serious about your studies and, you know, you're planning to have your own company after you graduate, or you want to, you know, come up with your own mobile app to help the environment, to help the society, San Jose would be a great place, you know, for you to be at. If you are a student who wants to join conversation clubs and if you want to play intramural sports, San Jose will be a great place for you. So I don't think there is an ideal student. You know, we get a lot of applications, a lot of students every semester. Everyone is different. Everybody there have their own preference and they, you know, they always enjoy their time here at San Jose State University.
So before we wrap it up for real, it's time for our quick question round, which is something that we do with all of our podcast guests. The way it works is that I'm going to ask you a couple of easy questions that are a little more on the lighter side, and I would like to ask you to answer them briefly and spontaneously. Are you up for that?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's start. There are many famous and exciting national parks in Northern California, including Yosemite or Sequoia. What is your favorite national park to visit?
I love Yosemite. I have been to it multiple times. The camping there is beautiful. The hikes are beautiful. The trees are gorgeous. I would definitely say it's like on my top list.
Great. Next question. What is your favorite place on campus to get a good view of the city?
I love Martin Luther King Library. During orientation, we always have our students go and explore the library, but also there is a beautiful view on the 8th floor, and you can see downtown, you can see the restaurants. You know, if you're not scared of heights, that would be a perfect place for you to just go relax or read.
Perfect. So final question. And given that Elias and I are both big foodies, of course, I have to include a question about food. The Bay Area is known for having a very diverse food culture. So Mawa, what type of food should international students try in San Jose?
My favorite restaurant, and I can't wait to go back to campus after COVID, and this will be my first, you know, lunch break food indulgence, is called Eden's Cafe. And it provides you with the best Middle Eastern Mediterranean foods, such as chicken shawarma, kebabs, the falafel with tahini sauce. It has great review and a lot of our students love it. And it's only like 8 minute walk from campus. This is one of my favorites. There are also a lot of other great restaurants, diverse restaurants that you can go to, such as like Vietnamese, pho, soups. You can also go to Flames, where it provides you with like Italian, American, Chinese food. You will find everything around San Jose, and it's all within walking distance.
Elias, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's good that it's almost dinner time, which also means that it is time, I think, for us to say thank you, Mawa, for for spending our afternoon with us or your early morning. I think we learned a lot of new things about not only San Jose State University, but also San Jose and the connection the university has with Silicon Valley and all that entails. So thanks again. I hope you had as good a time as we did. And I hope that we'll, talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Alex and Elias. I know it's late for you guys in the office, but I had a blast. It is so nice to see you. It's always nice to talk to you. I had a great time. Thank you guys for promoting San Jose State and looking forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Take care, thank Mawa. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Jetzt haben wir schon wieder übers Essen gesprochen.
Stimmt, muss an der Tageszeit liegen.
Aber gut zu wissen, dass San Jose kulinarisch auch so einiges zu bieten hat.
Absolut. Ganz abgesehen davon finde ich aber auch, dass die San Jose State University insgesamt eine sehr interessante Option für Studierende ist, die sich für Business und IT interessieren und die im Rahmen ihres Auslandssemesters ein bisschen in die Welt der Startups und Technologiefirmen eintauchen wollen.
Wenn ihr euch jetzt angesprochen fühlt, dann findet ihr Links zu weiteren Informationen zur San Jose State University und zum Semester at SJSU-Programm in den Shownotes zu dieser Episode. Dort findet ihr auch Links zum angesprochenen Interview mit der Professorin Dr. Sarita Pruthi und zu den Erfahrungsberichten zur San Jose State University, die wir in den letzten Jahren erhalten haben.
Außerdem findet ihr in Shownotes wie immer auch unsere Kontaktdaten. Wir würden uns freuen, von euch zu hören, wenn ihr euch zu San Jose State University oder auch ganz grundsätzlich zum Auslandsstudium beraten lassen möchtet. Da wir von unseren Partnerhochschulen für unsere Beratung und Bewerbungshilfe bezahlt werden, ist unser Service für euch komplett kostenlos.
In der nächsten Folge unseres Podcasts wird sich alles um das Academic Gap Year drehen, also die Möglichkeit eines Schnupperstudiums direkt nach dem Abitur, mit dem ihr Auslandserfahrung und Studienorientierung perfekt verbinden könnt.
Wenn euch unser Podcast gefällt, abonniert ihn am besten. Dann werdet ihr direkt informiert, wenn eine neue Folge erscheint. Außerdem freuen wir uns natürlich sehr, wenn ihr uns eine positive Bewertung dalasst.
Für heute sagen wir vielen Dank fürs Zuhören, viele Grüße und habt eine gute Zeit.